Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Penny's Secret Mission by Rachel Wesson, narrated by Charlie Sanderson. To those brave men and women who gave their lives so we could be free. Thank you. Prologue. Run, ma chérie, run. Leave before that Mécrion takes you in place of your mama. Il est le fils du diable. Drenched in sweat, Penny struggled to wake up. She sat up and rubbed her eyes, as if trying to rub away the memory of yet another dream about Hélène, her mother's murderer. In this one, her old friend, Madame Meillard, who she could see clear as day in her dream, had been warning her to run away. She had escaped him, but he was still out there. And Penny would have her revenge. Someday, that man would pay for the death of her mother. She'd get back to France and see him sentenced for his crimes. There was a knock on the bedroom door, and Cook's niece, Emma, came in.
Pardon me, Miss Penelope, but Cook says you'll be late if you don't put a shift on.
The girl turned scarlet. She was so nervous, she jumped at every noise, having lived in the Dockland area of London during the worst of the bombing raids.
Sorry, miss. I mean, you need to get up now. Please.
Penny gave her a smile to reassure her.
Thanks, Emma. Tell Cook I'll be down in a minute. I'm on the late shift today.
Emma nodded before turning and almost racing out of the room. As she got out of bed and began getting ready, Penny wondered if she should tell Emma about having grown up in France, where she'd been as poor as Emma and her family. Her eyes closed as she pictured Madame Bayard. How was she coping now, with the Germans on her doorstep? At least they weren't goose-stepping through London. Not yet. Chapter 1. The 10th of May, 1941.
Cheerio, Penny. Keep smiling.
Penny waved to the Bart's nurses as they crossed the road to the nursing home, their faces pale with exhaustion, despite their smiles. St. Bartholomew's, like most London hospitals, was stretched to breaking point by the constant stream of casualties. She knew how they felt. The last 8 months of almost constant bombings had taken their toll on everyone. She smoothed down her red jumper and green tweed skirt, thankful the dark colours didn't highlight the evidence of the night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?